right on the nose, 5:45. Perfect start time to hopefully a perfect day. I don't know. I don't really strive for perfect, Jason Cairns, you know?
Yeah. I spent a lot of times striving for perfect and haven't been real successful with that, so.
Donna Parto and her personality breakdown of different things. You got Myers-Briggs and you got Enneagrams, and I love that kind of stuff, and we've quizzed you about it extensively on Myers-Briggs in the past. But, I mean, sure. Just she talks about, you know, powerful, and she has four P's, and perfect is one of them. And I'm like, yeah, I think of that book. Who is it? Wilson that wrote the book, Imperfect Disciple. I kind of like that one. So
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think sometimes there's a push to be perfect. And you know, I think striving for wholeness is a different thing. And that's often what I'm trying to do, and incomplete in doing so, but that is what I hope is my goal.
Yeah, we're in the Sermon on the Mount now at church, and I know that that's a significant place. Like, and you deal with that in Letters to the Beloved in terms of the exact verse in my head. You're going to be surprised I don't. But, I mean, it's just that idea of wholeness rather than perfection. And you know what? It just is, as soon as you say that, I feel like a weight comes off of me, you know?
Right. Yeah, Matthew 5:48.
Yeah.
It's weird that I know that.
I know.
And you don't. That never happens.
You know, Cody last week, he was questioning me when I said that life is like a mist was from James. And he mentioned, you know what? I think it's Ecclesiastes. And so then I think I got a little big in my britches. And I was like, no, Cody, you're messing with the walking concordance. And then Caleb looked it up then on me. And he's like, yeah, actually, like the first verse or two of Ecclesiastes does make a reference like that. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's see. Before we get to mute, we got a birthday in each of our houses today, but I need to fess up on something. So
sure.
I'm calling you now on your landline rather than your cell phone. Your cell phone is, you know, tattooed in my brain, but your landline I still need to look up. And this morning I had the first three digits, and then I thought I knew I'm like, oh, I think I know the last four. And then as it was starting to ring, I looked and I'm like, no, it's an 8 rather than a 2 for that third to last number. So I apologize to whoever's phone I rang this morning moments ago.
Okay. Yeah, so you accidentally woke up some poor person.
I expect him to call and say, who is calling me?
Yeah. You're like, just listen in at 5:45 in the morning.
Just calling random folks to say, hey, this is a radio station. We'd love to have you listen. All right. In my house, my wife with a birthday today. Happy birthday to Peggy Halverson today.
Yeah, and in my house, Alex turns 18 today. Hmm. So, every year I should remember that they share a birthday.
I know.
But, it comes back around, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, they do.
I was kind of blanking that out, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about...
Yeah, so happy birthday to both of them.
Absolutely. Maybe a little bit of appreciation here. I'll go first with Peggy, she's the love of my life. I mean, thank you for saying yes to my proposal. Thank you for sticking with me through more than a quarter century. And I think of our friend Lori Galata. When I went on the air and mentioned that Hugh Hewitt always refers to his wife as the fetching Mrs. Hewitt, I'm like, what adjective can I use to describe Peggy? And Lori stepped in and said indomitable, which is impossible to subdue or defeat. So, yes, to the indomitable Peggy Halverson, who has made such a deep impact here and on the other side of the world.
Yeah, happy birthday, Peggy. And I would, I would just say I have gotten to watch Alex just blossom over the last few years, and really growing and identifying who they are and all of those things. It's just really a cool thing to witness. Always been creative and musical and talented and intelligent and loving and kind. And it's great to see that emerging into adulthood.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Alex. All right, we're going to close out First Peter chapter 2, verses 24 and 25 today.
Yeah, it says, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds you are healed. Once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle it this way. My son took all your sins to the cross, paying the penalty for sin. However, his death did not just accomplish your righteousness. He also provided the ability to live in a new way. You were ignorantly pursuing the old way of living, but I drew you back into my safekeeping. Final thought.
It reminds me of our friend Larry coming to that idea of the new way of living. You know, that we have been freed to live in a new way of life following Jesus. And so Christianity is not just for death, but for life.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. In our Monday night men's group, I was looking at, we closed out the Bible portion talking about Romans 7:6, talking about that new way of the Spirit and not the old way of the written code. So,
yep.
Very
beautiful.
Good.
Beautiful.
Thank you, friend.
Yep, talk to you later.
There we go. WWIB, best 5 minutes of the day. Maybe stretching, pushing a little bit towards 6 minutes today. But we had birthdays to celebrate here on WWIB. Anniversaries, and we even do wake-up calls. We do windows. So 715-396-1670, WWIB birthday, Bob in Rice Lake saying on that listener line, he caught the best 5 minutes of the day. He says, happy birthday, Peggy Halverson and Alex Cairns. A beautiful early morning tribute to both of these this morning on the best 5 minutes of the day. And our shout-out from the listeners, may it be your best birthdays ever. Thanks, Bob. And he's got a nice, colorful attachment that he sent as well. Thank you, friend. Still probably, licking the wounds of that Packer loss, but hang in there. There'll be better days. Maybe next year, hopefully. All right. Also, yes, it is my wife's birthday today. And so she headlines a long list of fantastic people with a birthday. Let me say she's got a birthday fundraiser for Teamwork Africa saying, wow, it's my birthday. Sort of snuck up on me. So for my birthday this year, I'm asking for donations for Teamwork Africa that'll be used to purchase teacher supplies and curriculum for two schools, Imago Dei Elementary in its first year and Village of Hope, which is in the interior. You've heard us talk about Pele Tayama before, and she's going to be traveling to Liberia in less than a month to deliver the supplies and organize teacher training. So that typifies who she is, God-obsessed and other-centered, always a learner. And as I said, our friend Lori Galata helping me come up with the adjective to describe the indescribable woman that is my better half, and that is indomitable. And we gave you that definition earlier, and then, of course, I took it off the screen. But I can quickly attain it. It's impossible to subdue or defeat. Been a lot of perseverance involved in laboring on with the Teamwork Africa work over these many years, and she has hung in there and stayed with it. And again, so much we could say. I could devote the rest of the show to thanking God for her. And but others have birthdays today. Yes, Alex Cairns, happy 18th birthday. Mike Downey with a birthday, born on the same day as my wife there in 1975. Happy birthday, Mike. Great brother in the Lord. You got Megan Childs as well. She and her family did some outreach to Uganda this year. State Representative Warren Petrick, the representative in the 93rd, so talented musically and otherwise. Warren and Madison for the state of the state last night. Renee Couture, happy birthday to her today. Steve Cook, Dr. Cook, as well as, that's a lot of birthdays, I told you, going on today. They share this as a birthday with Neil Diamond. I meant to get you some Neil Diamond. We'll hopefully get some here shortly on WWIB. Which Neil Diamond song do you play? Wow. Former Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton, 56. Matthew Lillard from Scooby-Doo, and She's All That, 54. Ed Helms from The Office is 50. Christian Shaw from Carol on The Last Man on Earth, 46. Misha Barton from The O.C. and Dancing with the Stars, 38. And Justin Baldoni from Jane the Virgin is the big 4-0. Our promise of the day, 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. My love will persevere through every situation. Wow. I'm going to share that one with my wife, how appropriate here on her birthday.
It's Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and how about a game we haven't played for some time? We're playing The Price Is Close Enough.
Very good.
So the way this game works is we have found four random items to create a showcase. Those have come from online sellers like Facebook Marketplace, etc. We're going to give you those items, and you must tell us the total value of that showcase without going over, but you only have to get within $10 of it. So it's not The Price is Right, it's The Price is Close Enough. 715-723-2555. And of course, we're giving you a chance to win because it's Win It Wednesday.
Looking forward to it. What's the prize?
I was going to let you pick between those. How about a Jesus Revolution digital movie download?
Sounds good.
How about that? We'll give you a digital download of the movie Jesus Revolution. 715-723-2555. Here are the showcase items. And again, you can keep on guessing as long as you don't go over. You can keep calling back. The four items for the price is close enough. A Nintendo 64 with games. A vintage queen bedroom set. A Carhartt jacket. And a reclining love seats. Again, a Nintendo 64 game console with games, a vintage queen bedroom set, a Carhartt jacket, and a reclining love seat. What is the total value of that? Within $10, if you can tell us, you win that Jesus Revolution digital movie download.
Within $10 without going over.
Without going over. Otherwise, you're out of the game. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today? All right, Courtney from Rice Lake, what is the total value of that showcase?
$775.
$775. Courtney, you are low. You are low, so we have our basement now. You can call back. It is higher than $775, Courtney. So this is kind of a high-low as well, too.
Uh-huh.
So it's higher than that, higher than that. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? The price is close enough, our game today.
Jason from Chippewa.
All right, Jason, what do you think? Higher than $775.
$1,326.
Halvo?
Yeah, it's an exciting guess. He went up a lot. Did he go over? No, he did not go over. Way to go, Jason. But
good
that's
job, Jason.
Not within $10.
He sets the new floor, and he can call back 715-723-2555. Maybe we'll get a Win It Wednesday winner in the first try here. You never know. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Nominee.
Hey, Taryn, what do you think?
$1,500.
Sounded like $1,150. You know what? It's going to be higher than $1,326. Higher than $1,326.
Go ahead and guess again, Taryn.
But don't go over.
$1,500.
Taryn, is that the value of the showcase? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You went over. You went over, but you helped everybody else out. You helped everybody else out. So we're really close. Let's see. Maybe we can get this in the next couple callers. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Curtis from Eau Claire.
What do you think?
$1,435.
Curtis from Eau Claire. You also went over. Thank you, Curtis. All right. We're almost there. Good
morning.
We've
got a new
ceiling.
Where
are you calling from? Yeah, we do. Good morning. You're on the air.
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Linda, what do you think?
$1,415.
$1,415. We are so close. Linda, you are low, but you're still in the game, so that should be a big indicator to everybody else. Call back 715-723-2555. Have to get within $10 without going over. I think we might do it here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Courtney from Rice Lake.
Courtney, what do you think?
$1,425.
You are close enough.
That's all there is to it.
The correct answer is $1,430 for those four items that Caleb named. Way to go, Courtney.
Great job, Courtney. Hang on the line, and we're going to get your email so we can send you that Jesus Revolution digital movie download. Yes, the Nintendo 64 with games, the vintage queen bedroom set, the Carhartt jacket, and the reclining love seat. A grand total of $1,430. On Facebook Marketplace. The price is close enough.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday on WWIB.
And how about a surprise here? We already had a winner after 7:15, and we thought, let's just double up today on a Win It Wednesday. Give you another contest.
We've given many a Jesus Revolution digital downloads away, and we've got one last one to give away this morning. So
we do indeed.
We're going to play higher or lower at 723-2555, 723-2555. We like to say if you haven't won in the last month, you're eligible.
Yeah, so if you haven't won things from us in the past 30 days, you can call 715-723-2555. And again, this is cool because it's a digital download. We'll email it to you, so anywhere you might be, you don't have to pick it up. We're going to send it right to you.
All right, well, one of my good buddies from high school does a lot of flying for his job as an international tax professional. As in past contests where I've had family or friends in mind, I'm not giving you his name, you can't look it up, but you have to guess, he's flown an incredible number of miles, and so you need to guess the number roughly here. So between a couple of airlines, it's an amazing number of miles. How many? Let us know. Higher, lower, 723-2555.
And I think, are we doing it this way? There's no penalty for going over.
You can go over. Guessing. You can go over on this one.
Yeah, 715-723-2555. How many miles? That's what we want to know. 723-2555 for a chance to win our final digital download of the movie Jesus Revolution. Our final one to give away. 715-723-2555. We're talking airline miles. What do you think? 715-723-2555.
Yeah, so I don't know. You know, you've started off at a certain, let's say 100,000. It's more than 100,000 miles.
All
so
right.
How many
100,000
has he flown?
Let's go up from there and see if we can find it. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brady from Durand.
Brady, what do you think?
3 million.
3 million. Halvo?
That's an incredible number, and that would be on the high end.
That's too high. All right, so we're between 100,000 and 3 million. Call us back, Brady, 715-723-2555.
I'm just going to say, you know, if you try to impress somebody with how good of a deal you got, and then you want to tell them, there's times you can be disappointed. It is a large number, but it's not as large as 3 million, Brady.
How many airline miles? 715-723-2555. Lower than 3 million, higher than 100,000 for that final Jesus Revolution digital movie download. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton.
What do you think?
500,000 miles.
500,000. Halvo?
That's a good new floor. 500,000 is a good new floor on this.
All right, so it's higher than 500,000, Clayton, and everybody else. 715-723-2555. Between 500,000 and 3 million is what we're at right now.
I think, I don't know, unless you've expressed it, I think we're looking to get the actual mileage.
Yeah, so, yeah. I think we are. So, right. Again, and it will be a round number.
It is a round number, yeah, for sure.
So it's not going to end like in a 1 or a 3 or something like that. All right, 715-723-2555. We have time for 2 or 3 more guesses here. We're playing high-low. Again, Halvo's friend, how many airline miles has he racked up? And this is with one specific airline, right?
Two different airlines. Yeah.
All right. So 715-723-2555.
I'll even tell you, Delta and United. Delta and United. Not that that helps.
Yeah, I don't think you can call, and I don't think they're going to give you that information.
Right,
between
right, right.
500,000 and 3 million. Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Brady from Durand.
What do you think, Brady?
1.2.
1.2 million miles.
That would be a lot, and that is our new floor. It's actually higher than that, Brady.
All right. Thank you, Brady. Call us back between 1.2 million and 3 million.
That's a lot of miles right there, Caleb.
It's a lot.
1.2 million miles flying.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
What do you think, Linda?
1,750,000.
1,750,000. Linda, that is high.
Yep,
that's
high.
We're getting closer and closer. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning.
Finley from Chippewa Falls.
From Chippewa Falls. And what's your first name?
Finley.
Finley. All right. What do you think? How many airline miles?
1,500,000.
1,500,000. We're getting really close. Halvo, is that low or high?
That's on the low end. So it's between 1.5 million and 1.75 million. Okay, so we're really squeezing it in here this morning.
All right, let's see if we can do this. We're going to give you just a little bit of bonus time here. Uh-huh. Good morning, WWIB. What do you think?
Linda.
Go ahead, Linda.
1,625.
1,625. Linda, you're getting closer.
That's the new floor between 1,625 and 1,750.
All right. Call us back.
Miles flown by one human being.
715-723-2555. Good morning. What do you think?
This is Clayton again from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton, go ahead.
Is it 1,700,000 miles?
Is it 1,700,000? You are really close, Clayton.
That's the new ceiling.
It's a little high, a little high. All right, what are we between, Hal?
We're between 1.625 and 1,700,000 miles.
Good morning. What's your guess?
1,650,000.
1,650,000, Halvo?
That's the new floor.
That's low. All right. We're almost there. 715-723-2555, our final Jesus Revolution digital movie download. Good morning. What's your guess?
1,680,000.
That's the new ceiling.
So close.
I tell you what, it's going to come down to this. It's either 1,660,000 or 1,670,000?
All right, so you got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
1.675.
Well, we're yeah. telling you it's
this
either
is Maverick it, from Cadott.
It's either one. It's either 1,600,000 or 660 or 670.
000. Yeah, 660,000 or 670,000 after the 1,000,000. Which one do you pick?
70,000.
1,670,000 airline miles.
You got it.
You're the winner. You are right. You did get it.
All right, something a little different here this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And that is, would you rather? Caleb, I will give you two scenarios, and you tell me which one you'd rather do, and I'll let you know, because people have been surveyed on this. We'll let you know if you're with the majority or not.
Well, thank you to the people who actually respond to these surveys so that we have content.
All right, the first of four question, would you rather be able to eat all the breakfast cereal you want without gaining weight, or all the soup you want without gaining weight?
Man, I love soup, but I'm a cereal guy.
I'm going to say, as your co-host for more than 5 years, I'm going to have my answer for this too, okay? So go ahead.
Breakfast cereal all the way, and I love soup, but breakfast okay. cereal I have a deep and abiding passion
for. I didn't know you loved soup, but I thought you'd say breakfast cereal, and you're with the majority. 57% said breakfast cereal.
Okay, so. Sure.
All right, second of four would you rathers, Caleb. Would you rather be able to speak all foreign languages, or would you rather talk to animals? Wow, what a question.
Would my dog obey me more if I could speak his language? I think I'd rather be able to speak all foreign languages, because that's one of the great deficiencies I feel like in my education, is that I wish I spoke another language fluently. Okay. So if I could speak all of them, sure.
I thought that's what you'd opt for, and you're with 68% who said they'd rather speak all foreign languages than be like Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle as well.
That's kind of surprising a little bit. Wow. People, maybe the whole idea of talking to the animals, I'm like, they'll settle for it.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
Would you rather, Caleb, lose all of your money? That doesn't sound too appealing.
What's the other option?
Or all of your photos, which includes digital and prints?
Oh.
Painful question.
Man, that's hard, but I think I would rather lose the photos, because I can still make more memories.
Yeah.
But that's going to be pretty hard up for my family if we lost every time. So.
Well, you're with 69% of the folks who said rather lose all of your photos.
The photos are very precious, though. That's a rough question.
Yeah, it is tough. And finally this morning, the fourth and final would you rather never be able to eat warm food, or never be able to eat cold food?
I'm going to say I'd rather never be able to eat cold food, because sometimes I really need warm food living in Wisconsin, assuming I don't move from here.
Yeah. Warm food seems to be preferable, and 78% said they'd rather never be able to eat cold food. You're with the majority on these.
Wow. Man, I guess I'm a unique snowflake, aren't I? WWIB 847, right at the freezing point of 32 degrees.
And something to talk about here this morning, what modern workers expect from employers. Caleb, in our news and nuggets section here this morning.
Things have changed a lot in the workforce. I mean, I know when I started out babysitting, right, as a lot of folks do. But then retail, what I made then versus what is considered acceptable now, that's changed a lot, and it's made me feel old.
Even as you said that, Caleb, I think I made $4.10 an hour at one point.
I think I started at $7.25.
That was a big jump in the minimum wage. Yeah, right.
The thing was with that job, too, once you got your high school diploma, then you got a really nice bump in pay as well. But, things have changed a lot.
All right. Well, here is what a survey, employers said they want the following from employers. Let's share some of these. And at this point, really on the heels of the catastrophic announcement this week in the healthcare industry, you just want a job, right? But these are some other things. People are looking for health insurance, and they're looking for the prioritization of mental health services and stress management.
Okay. Also looking for generous paid leave policies, including maternity and paternity leave and personal days as well.
It's nice if you can get it. And I think, actually, I heard Governor Evers, some of his State of the State last night, he was talking about more paid leave. People are looking for flexible work arrangements.
So I don't know if that's hours or sometimes work from home, remote, et cetera.
Sure.
So again, what modern workers not only want, but apparently expect from employers, is what we're reading here. Retirement plan options like matching 401ks.
Let me just ask a question before I go on. I mean, do you just kind of sit down and roll out your list in the job interview?
I guess.
All right, they're looking for flexible work and hybrid work. So,
career growth and development, including upskilling courses, mentorship programs, and tuition reimbursement. College is expensive.
They would like open communication, ethical leadership, and a culture of respect and equality.
Well, nothing wrong with that. And wellness perks such as gym memberships as well, what modern workers expect from employers.
There you go. Just make that list and, you know, in the interview, any last questions? Yeah, can you meet all of these for me?
It's like your Christmas list for Santa. Just roll that out. It's like, no, this is what I want.